This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh says economic development is priority. And dozens of people reportedly dead in Israeli strike on Gaza. 12 people killed in twin Bangladesh jailbreaks. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh said that economic development is the priority of the present government. At a program organized to felicitate the newly appointed ministers in the Bagmati province government, Hari Prabha Kharge and Suraj Chandra Lamithane, Minister Singh informed that the government is at work to forward the activities in a way that keeps the socio-economic developments of the country in center. The present government is formed for political stability, Minister Singh reminded, adding that it is therefore essential to ensure people's realization of change with progress on multiple fronts. Minister Singh further vowed to work honestly for the country and people. The Karnali Highway has been blocked due to a landslide. The highway remains blocked since last night after the landslide in Rajuli, Molfa and Fukri of Kalikot district under the Surkhet Jumla Road section of the highway. According to Information Officer of Road Division Office, Jumla Bir Bahadur Jetty, the work of removing the landslide debris has been going on since morning. Hundreds of passengers remain stranded as vehicles on the way to Surkhet Nepalganj and Kathmandu from Jumla and Mugu remain stuck on the way. Similarly, the Beni Darbang Road remains blocked due to a landslide that took place on the road on Friday evening. The landslide took place at Lampata Ranbag on Beni Darbang Road section. As a result, travelers remain stranded with many walking to pass through the site of the landslide. The Beni Darbang Road section that connects three municipalities of West Banglung has been blocked many times due to the landslides this monsoon. The structures constructed by encroaching upon the Kalwapur Belauri Road at Suklaphata Municipality 11 will be demolished. Physical structures built in an area of 15 meters on both sides of the road are going to be removed. Chief Administrative Officer of the municipality, Khem Rasbister, informed that a three-day notice was issued to remove the illegally built physical structures which are in the ambit of the roadway, a public space. Officer Bister informed that the local level is flattening the structures from Sunday. Officer Bister also mentioned that the illegal huts and infrastructures were narrowing the road, thereby triggering the road accidents. The road encroachment has further caused inundation in the market area by blocking the water outlet. Earlier, the municipality had demolished the physical structures constructed by encroaching roads at Chalari and the vicinity. Stakeholders have called for increasing the exercise of constitutionally guaranteed right to information as it is the main tool for the good governance. Various participants of the Lumbini Province Level 2-day conference on right to information for good governance said that the use of right to information should be increased from the citizens' level. On the occasion, members of the Provincial Assembly participating in the program said that all public bodies and citizens should be made aware of right to information for its effective implementation. Speaking at the inaugural session of the conference, Speaker of Lumbini Province Tularam Karthimagar urged to make the right to information a matter of priority while calling for a structure of National Information Commission at the province level as well. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Gaza's Hamas-controlled civil defense agency says dozens of people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a shelter in a school in Gaza City. According to BBC, Israel's military said that it had struck the location on Saturday, describing its target as a Hamas command center embedded in the school. According to Gaza Civil Defense Agency, the strike in the Daraz district killed at least 90 people and injured dozens more. Three Israeli rockets hit the school that was housing displaced Palestinians. The strike hit when the people sheltering at the school were performing down prayers, leading to many casualties, according to a statement from the Hamas media office quoted by Reuters. Twin jail breaks in Bangladesh killed at least 12 inmates and freed hundreds more in the chaotic days after the ouster of autocratic Premier Sheikh Hasina, officials told AFP on Saturday. According to Agence France Presse, this week's prison escapes both north of the capital Dhaka are the latest in a series of breakouts during weeks of nationwide unrest. Warden Abu Fatah told news agency that six convicts were killed at Jamapur prison on Thursday after prison guards were assaulted by escapees. Warden Fatah added that they were forced to open fire where at least six inmates were killed, including one who was stabbed to death. At least 203 prisoners all managed to escape. Numerous attempted and successful jailbreaks have taken place across Bangladesh since protests against Hasina's government began last month. An airplane carrying 57 passengers and four crew members crashed Friday in Brazil's Sao Paulo state, killing everyone on board. The aircraft operated by Vopis Airlines was traveling from Cascavel in southern Paraná state to Sao Paulo's Guarulhos International Airport when it crashed in the city of Venedo. According to Agence France Presse, the city government in Valnihos said that there were no survivors. The Valnihos city government was involved in the rescue and recovery operation in nearby Venedo. Sao Paulo state governor told reporters that at the recovery of the victims remains for identification has begun and will continue throughout the night. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva declared 3 days of mourning. Voepass said it was cooperating with authorities to determine the causes of the accident while giving full assistance to families of the victims on flight. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and also at a few places of Madhes and Gandaki province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Lumbini, Karnali, Sudarpashchim, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh says economic development is priority. And dozens of people reportedly dead in Israeli strike on Gaza. 12 people die in twin Bangladesh jailbreaks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.